Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Toyota's legacy has been standing tall for generations. From pioneering hybrid technology to redefining the standards of safety and efficiency. Each innovation, a renewed commitment to progress. And with Toyota's legendary lineup of trucks in stock at your local Toyota dealer, you can experience the legacy for yourself. So check out the ultra-rugged new 2024 Tacoma. Built for off-road adventure or everyday practicality. Or test drive a heavy-duty half-ton 2024 Tundra, decked out with modern tech and comfort, with a haul anything attitude. And both Tacoma and Tundra are available with the iForce Max Hybrid powertrain, giving your truck more power than ever before. Quality, reliability, efficiency, that's the legacy of Toyota. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals, to find out more. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota. Let's go places.
Nine, Tommy Tucker, WWL. We talked about the shirts you can buy from the Saints and from the Pelicans to help the victims of the New Year's Day tragedy. One specifically goes to Southeast, the United Way Southeastern Louisiana. I don't have it in front of me. The other one goes to the Greater New Orleans Foundation. I'm sure Andy Copeland can straighten us out on that. Either way, both are for a good cause. The only thing I would suggest, you can still get them at NewOrleansSaints.com or Pelicans.com, is that you order a size up, because mine came in, and they might run a size small. Andy Copeland, CEO, Greater New Orleans Foundation. How you doing, sir? Good morning.
I'm doing great. Thank you, and good morning to you, Tommy.
Tell me about the New Year's Day Tragedy Fund and how much money you've raised. Tell me what the beginnings of it, Scott, and the whole story. Put it all in a context what we're about to talk about.
Yeah, so you know, obviously we all woke up on the morning of January 1st to the devastating news about the terrorist attack in our community. And so I reached out to Mayor Cantrell to, you know, do what other folks have done in similar situations, which is to see if we could raise money to support the victims and their families. And she, of course, endorsed it immediately. We launched a fund that morning, and we're now up about $2.7 million. Wow. And 100% of the revenues from this will go to the families of those who lost a loved one, or to those other victims who were severely injured in the attacks on Bourbon Street on New Year's Day. And again, over 2,500 separate donations, leadership donations from Mrs. Benson in the NFL, from Ochsner Health, from Raising Cane's, from the Allstate Sugar Bowl, Zion Williamson, Cox Communications, Baptist Community Ministries, and again, thousands of individuals who just wanted to help these victims and their families.
Everybody, I think, wants to help and still should want to help. The snow kind of did the snow hurt your effort at all, Andy? Because it kind of turned.
I don't know that the snow hurt our effort at all. I think, I think that folks, you know, when they hear a program like this, when they think back about how they felt that morning at that news, we just have a lot of folks who want to help. And in a situation like this, you may not be able to go, you know, clean out the storm drain in front of your neighbor's house in preparation for a hurricane, but you can give money to a fund like ours where 100% of the dollars go to the victims. And again, I'm always amazed and thrilled by the generosity of folks in our community who rise to the occasion and say, you know, I can do a little bit to help, and then they go do so.
So it's not over. I presume the fundraising effort continues, Andy?
It sure does. It sure does. You know, on Sunday, we're going to be with the Louisiana Restaurant Association. They've been doing fundraisers for all of their restaurants, and they're going to be able to make a contribution to this. Last night, Emeril and a lot of the restaurateurs in town, Jewel of the South Restaurant and Bar, which is an award-winning cocktail bar in the French Quarter, has done a fundraiser for us. P.J. Morton did a concert at the Dewdrop Inn a couple weeks ago. And so people are continuing to do their part, and we're just so gratified to see the commitment of folks and just the generosity of them to try to do their little bit to help. And every dollar helps. And again, I hope that next week when the Super Bowl is here, and a bunch of their sponsors will think about what they can do to respond to that tragedy in our community. Besides showing up to the Super Bowl and making sure that we have a good event, I think that a number of them will likely see this fund as an opportunity to contribute.
I should have it in front of me, but I don't. Is it the Pelican shirts or the Saints shirts that go to the...
Mrs. Benson, the Saints are so generous. So the Saints shirts benefit the fund at the Greater New Orleans Foundation. And so we are just grateful. Those are some terrific shirts. I haven't gotten mine in the mail yet, so I'm waiting on it. I'm worried that I might have to order a larger size.
But you know what? That's good if you do. That's good if you do, because then what? Exactly. That's the first thing I thought of, Andy. I thought, you know what? Either I got to stop working out, or I ordered the wrong size shirt. I got a medium. Or, you know what? Why not order another one? And I got some for the staff, and I'll probably have to upsize them too. But it's good because it goes to a good...
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
Organization. We'll talk about how that money's going to be spent and the Mass Survivors Fund when we return and who's running that. We're talking to Andy Copeland, CEO of the Greater New Orleans Foundation. You can still get your Saints Love NOLA shirt. It's a great-looking shirt at NewOrleansSaints.com. But, again, order a size up. I would. 851, 9 till 9, traffic now, WWL. 856, Tommy Tucker, WWO, back with Andy Copeland, CEO of the Greater New Orleans Foundation, talking about the Survivors Fund, the New Year's Day Tragedy Fund, and what they're going to do with the money. Tell me the process that's involved in deciding how this money gets distributed, Andy.
Sure. Yeah, so we've set up a steering committee to guide the development of the protocol, which really spells out how much money the different eligible victims or their families are able to receive. We've hired the Mass Violence Survivors Fund using money that our board raised separately. So none of the money that folks are donating to the Victims Fund is paying for the Mass Violence Survivors Fund. But Jeff Dion is their leader. He's unfortunately had to do this about 30 different times. So he's a national expert. And we held a meeting with victims and families and other members of the public on Monday evening at the Greater New Orleans Foundation to get feedback on that draft protocol, what parts of it that they liked, what parts they didn't like, making sure folks understood how they were going to be able to access the funds. And we will be publishing a final protocol on February 3rd. Applications will begin to be opened up on the 17th of February, and we'll be able to get preliminary distributions to families beginning as soon as they've got a completed application in that system in mid-February. We're actually moving much faster than They did after Uvalde, Texas, after 9/11, after the Pulse nightclub attack in Orlando, and feel really good about both the generosity of folks who have contributed to this and the compassion that the Mass Violence Fund is bringing to helping support families and the other victims of this attack.
Has the application been finalized, and is it available yet or not?
No, the draft protocol is available, and you can find that on our website. Go to the links at gnof.org, and you'll be able to see information about our steering committee. And it's a local steering committee chaired by our board chair, David Barksdale, and by a former board member, a local lawyer, very prominent in town, named Kim Boyle, and 14 other folks, including a victim of a mass casualty event herself. They took testimony on Monday night and are evaluating that testimony against the protocol that's been released. And again, we'll have a final protocol on February 3rd. We'll use that protocol to build the application so that it can be very efficient. And again, as soon as folks get the information into us, we'll be able to start releasing preliminary payments, partial payments, as we continue to raise money to try to really increase that number that they'll be able to receive at the end of the day.
So is there a website for people that did suffer losses or potential victims to go to and either apply or find out more?
Yes. And so that is New Orleans at survivorsfund.org is an email for any victim to be able to connect with the Mass Violence Survivors Fund. And the Mass Violence Survivors Fund.org is another place, again, where all of the work supporting the victims and their families is being coordinated through. They've got extensive experience working with victims of a tragedy and their families. They've got, full compassionate hearts and are experts at this. And I just wanted to note at this meeting the other evening, it's certainly a powerful
Hang on, Andy. Hang on 1 second. Yeah. Hang on. You can come back and finish. 909, we try to keep the production elements clean here, but occasionally we run over. And after all, we're not doing Swan Lake or anything. Andy Copeland rejoins us, CEO of the Greater New Orleans Foundation, to get some more information out there about the New Year's Day Tragedy Fund. Go ahead, Andy. I'm glad you were able to hang on.
Yeah, no, thanks so much. We were just talking about the work that the Mass Violence Survivors Fund is doing on our behalf. And folks can find more information at massviolencesurvivorsfund.org. or at gnof.org to see more about the protocols for the distribution of the money, our steering committee, the timeline for that. And again, if folks want to make donations, gnof.org, we are still accepting donations and eager to lend the opportunity for folks who want to help out to do something. People in our region are so generous. They want to always rise to the occasion when something bad happens. And we're just privileged to be able to help folks express that love for the victims and their families by making a donation, again, 100% of which goes to the victims or their families.
And again, you guys did hire, and I think that's an important distinction, just so people know, somebody almost like a, I hate to use a phrase, special master, but almost somebody, that's a bad choice of words, but it's somebody who's used to dealing with this, allocating funds, getting a thing up and running that's dealt with mass casualties before, right? And mass, what's the word I'm thinking of? Disasters before?
Yeah, mass casualty events. And I think that you're right. I mean, these folks have expertise. Jeff Dion and the members of his team are often themselves, he's a homicide survivor himself. And so they have not just expertise, but they've got incredible compassion. And so I've just been really impressed by the thoughtfulness and care that they took the other evening when we held a town meeting with victims and their families and other members of the public to give us feedback, to share information about how the process is going to work and how it really is designed to create gifts that will help the families of the victims and the victims themselves who may have been severely injured heal a little bit better from this horrible incident that took place in our city on January 1st.
And to be clear, no money's been distributed yet. That's what you're in the process of putting together to make sure that it goes to the right places and the right people, correct?
That's correct. I mean, we are actually on track to do this faster than anybody that Jeff has worked with before. He's worked with over 30 different responses But a couple things. We want to make sure we raise as much money as possible so folks get as big of a check as they possibly can. Two, we want to make sure that we're fair and transparent. Three, we want to make sure that we, you know, get the money to the right people. The public has a right to expect that we're going to, you know, operate this with transparency and integrity, and that all the money will go to the people who deserve it. And that's really what we're focused on. But, you know, beginning in mid-February, folks will be able to submit an application and get a preliminary payment to help them, you know, again, begin that healing process.
Thank you, Andy. I appreciate your time and your efforts. You can come back as this thing progresses, okay?
I'd be happy to. Thanks so much, Tommy. Thanks to you listeners.
Appreciate it. Andy Copeland, CEO of the Greater New Orleans Foundation. And if you want to get a little something for your money, a little bang for your buck, go to NewOrleansSaints.com and get a Love NOLA t-shirt. Again, I would order one size up just to be safe. We're going to turn now to...